The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So doing your best to find a posture that's comfortable, relaxed, but also has some dignity, has some uprightness, sitting right in the middle. So we're relaxing into the middle of our experience. The body can be a really helpful support, because the body is always present, is always sensitive. So we're bringing certain intentions into the heart, just bringing them to mind, like relaxation, like kindness, like a natural settling. And then we see what effect, if any, those intentions have on the heart, on the mind, on the body. And we can also tune into the body's language. What does the body language of relaxation feel like? Do we have any access to that, any memory of that? And I'll offer a few suggestions. Release of contraction that's unnecessary but habitual, muscular contraction. So we just have that gentle intention. It's not forceful, it's not judgmental, it's really coming out of love. Just, and curiosity. Oh, is there any unnecessary muscular tension? How much physical effort is really required to sit in a relaxed way? And this goes for the whole body, the face, the throat, shoulders, the torso and abdomen, the sits bones, the hips, and the legs as a base, and the feet, which have a lot of sensitivity. And of course, the hands also. Are we relaxed in our hands? So as this loving, curious investigation, you might take that up as a theme for the first part of this sit. Being interested in how the body is manifesting the heart and the mind and their habitual defenses, contraction, numbness, and how just through a gentle, loving attention, just like we would pay loving attention in a non-judgmental way to a friend who is speaking to us, it's that same not goal-oriented but relationship-oriented listening, and this gentle encouragement, it's okay. It's okay to relax. It's okay to put things down. It's okay to trust the earth to hold us up instead of our neuroses. So we'll continue in silence for some time. If the mind gets bored, we can ask, is there a deeper settling, a deeper peace, a deeper pleasure, a deeper letting go that's available? So we're following the heart's natural interest in putting things down in peace, in pleasure, the pleasure of connection, of being here and not being scattered. So find your own way. If you use a meditation object, like being with the breathing process, as a way to give the mind something interesting, or just the continual checking in of the whole body with an interest in relaxation and contraction, or really any other object your mind may have some relationship with. But whatever technique we may use, or lack of technique, we can always have this theme of checking in. How is the mind relating? Is it leading to contraction, agitation, tightness in the body, mind, heart? Is it leading to a feeling of release, openness, kindness, and connection? But remember, this is not about thinking. Just moment to moment, checking in, being with, it's like this now. Body feels like this. So we'll continue again in silence. as we near the end of the sit, it can be useful to take the last few minutes and practice in a more open awareness style. You might open your eyes if they've been closed, relax the doing part of the mind, but stay interested in the mind that can let go, the mind that can be awake. So it's just awareness and letting things be. Love is also a intention, a reflection that can have that same openness, expansiveness. Just sitting in love, whatever that would feel like, to feel accepted, allowing things to be as they are.